First and foremost, I'd like to wish all my English friends in London, or thereabouts, a wonderful day today, the start of the Olympic Games, and at a cost of $11 billion, I certainly hope it somehow helps the English economy. So earlier this morning, I was listening to the radio, just waking up, and they were commenting and talking about who will be the torchbearer who will light the Olympic flame. So I kind of started going through, and they're naming all these people and postulating on who could possibly, you know, whether it's going to be a famous English athlete, or perhaps a celebrity or a musician, and then, or an actor. And then the funniest thing occurred to me. If it was me, there'd be nobody else. It would absolutely have to be Rowan Atkinson, also known as Mr. Bean. I don't know why, I just thought of that, and it made me laugh. So, yeah, so that's my cut on it, I think. Rowan Atkinson should definitely be the torchbearer. Or Doctor Who, I don't know. It's a toss-up between those two. So, I'm going to be watching the opening ceremonies, hopefully. I do have a couple of things I have to do today, so I may try to record some of it on DVDs and keep it for posterity. I have the opening ceremonies and the closing ceremonies for the last three Olympic Games, I believe, that I dutifully recorded and then never watched again. But in this particular case, it's because I may not be around during the full 17,000 hours of the opening ceremonies. So I hope you're all having a wonderful day today. And I don't really have much to add. It's been kind of, I've been kind of in the doldrums of late. The summer doldrums, in fact. My daughter's home for the summer break, and days kind of just meld in with each other. Been doing a lot of working, a lot of report writing, which is good, and not much in the realm of music or any of my other projects at the moment, but I hope to rectify that soon, as soon as this batch of reports gets written and I get a little bit of time to myself, a bit of reprieve. So my final thoughts. Yesterday I was coming home from work and I was going down one of the major boulevards close to my house, and up ahead, or rather, no, behind me, I saw a flash of green, this little sports car. Now, I had seen this sports car before, but he was always ahead of me in traffic, and I could never catch up to see what kind of car it was. For the longest time, I thought it was a Lotus Elise, but yesterday he was behind me, so I slowed down as much as I could without being honked at, and he finally passed me, and I was stunned to see that it was none other than a Tesla electric sports car. I just freaked. I took a few pictures of it, and it was just a beautiful car, which of course led me to the Tesla Motors website, where I promptly fell in love with the Model S. But at $75,000, it's slightly out of my league. Bye, y'all.